Listener supported. WNYC Studios. But before too long, delirium
passes. You get right back to putting it on. From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. For many years, Anand Wilder was best known as one of the leaders of the band Yeasayer, popular indie rock band from Brooklyn with a big cinematic sound. But we've also met Anand in the past as part of the film Dosa Hunt, in which he and a number of other musicians of South Asian descent go searching through the highways and byways of Queens for the perfect South Indian treat of the title, the dosa. Today, Anand is back with a new band and a new set of songs from his first solo album. It's called I Don't Know My Words, and this first song is called Fever Seizure.
Oh, That's a live performance of Fever Seizure, a new song from Anand Wilder and his new record called I Don't Know My Words. And Anand, it's been a while since we last had an opportunity to talk. It's good to see you again.
Really good to see you too. It's always a good time.
Yeah. So speaking of good times, you seem to be having a good time with a new cast of characters post-Yesayer. Who's in the current band?
Well, on drums, I've got Ricky Petraglia. And on saxophone, flute, synthesizer, whammy pedal, he's doing it all, Walter Fancourt. You might know him from Super Yamba Band and other projects that are playing constantly all around New York City. And then on bass, I got my good friend Sander Trafisano.
Now, was Walter playing an iwi, an electronic wind instrument in that piece?
Oh, yeah.
Shades.
He's bringing it back.
Yeah, I was going to say, Shades of 1989.
Yeah.
And you, on that song, were playing this kind of jangly 12-string, I mean, the 12-string guitar has that kind of jangly quality to it. You don't often see people take a solo on a 12-string guitar, though.
Yeah, you know, it's just like any other guitar. You just kind of have to push your fingers down a little harder. But I don't know that I did the solo on the record on a 12-string, but just for the sake of this performance, this setup, I'm finding that the 12-string is working for live.
Yeah.
Initially, I was hoping to play more piano live, but just the limitations of booking and venues, I'm only going to have a piano in three venues.
Yeah.
So those three shows on this tour will be extra special, and I have to learn two versions of this of the song.
Well, now that, you know, on the record, it's all you, right? Playing
it's
everything.
All me. Yep.
So you've had to kind of figure out ways to distribute the parts, you know, among a band. And as you say, I guess now two different ways, depending on whether you have a piano accessible to you or not. And of course, when you do, you are at the mercy of whatever instrument the club has.
I know, I got to bring a piano tuner with me on tour.
Is that true? No, no.
No, I'm just...
Yeah.
But the old Yesayer sound guy, I met him at a bar, and I told him, I was like, I think I'm going to be playing piano on this tour. And he was like, what are you, a sultan? Who do you think you are? You got to bring in the piano tuner. Everyone's got to be quiet while he tunes the piano. And I was like, yeah, exactly. Sounds great.
So in writing and creating these songs all by yourself, did you find that the process felt different since you were no longer, you know, Yesayer called it quits, what, 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago now?
Yeah.
Did the process, the songwriting process, feel different to you?
You know, I was recently just going through some old emails and listening to like an earlier version of Get More Than My Share, and it's completely different. It kind of sounds like rockabilly or something.
That's the song we'll hear next, yeah.
It is a song, yeah. And I still had to go through the same process of having these kind of ideas for songs, having some lyrics. But then having to say, okay, I don't have these other guys around to say, that's horrible, let's redo it. So I would have to say, that's horrible, try to redo it. And I would just, you know, once you're in that creative zone of making songs all the time, you're just thinking about it all the time and your subconscious is working on it. And so for that song, my kid was just like playing a drone on a bass, you know, and plucking it. And I thought, oh, I can make this into a bass. And I have this into a drone-y song. And I have this mountain dulcimer. And I just started figuring it out, just tuning it in a random tuning and figuring out how to play it.
I was wondering if that was a mountain dulcimer. That was going to be my next question.
It's a mountain dulcimer. And I always loved the Joni Mitchell stuff that she did with the mountain dulcimer.
Do you know Gene Ritchie's music?
I don't, but I always look forward to you introducing me to some new music because your knowledge is comprehensive.
This is old. Gene Ritchie.
Oh, cool.
Going back to the 60s. Check it out.
Amazing.
I want to
check it out.
And Mountain Dulcimer. Yeah. Check Gene Ritchie.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I just tuned it to like a G minor, you know, two notes, and then you're just moving your finger around and figuring it out. And then you throw two fingers on two different strings, and then you've got this weird major, minor combination chord. And it just worked. And yeah.
So,
and it's been fun to play, and I'm excited to be able to, I got a pickup installed in the dulcimer, and I just gave it back to the guitar tech because I need a volume knob on the outside so it doesn't feed back. But it's pretty exciting. It's kind of like this punk. It sounds a little punk rock Indian raga. It's the most up-tempo song on the album.
Yeah.
And we're actually playing it a lot faster live than it is even on the album.
All right, well, let's hear the song. It's called Get More Than My Share. Anand Wilder talking about his debut solo album called I Don't Know My Words. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that title in a moment, but here's the song called Get More Than My Share.
Well, I haven't got a leg to stand on, and I don't even know what my demands are, except to get more than my share, get more than my share. Oh, you see, anything that's fair, I need to get more than my, get more than my share. How can you get me down? No commercial breaks, but truly I'm giving me the going rate. I need to get more than my share, get more than my share. Even if it's somewhere never there, I need to get more than my, get more than my share.
More Than My Share, Anand Wilder singing and playing a mountain dulcimer in that song. You got a little bit of a falsetto thing happening there too, which I like.
With this album, I was really trying to explore a quieter version of my voice. I was finding that I liked that kind of sand and grit into your voice that I don't really get when I'm belting it out like
right
musical theater style. Yeah.
Were you ever a music theater belter?
I did all that. Yeah, high school, you know, I went to a kind of an arts focused high school, but I was really lucky to grow up and have a bunch of amazing teachers that encouraged me to explore my performing arts side. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, being in a band is a sort of a teachable moment too, isn't it? I mean, you must have learned a lot from your work with Yay Sayer.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, it's 10 years or more, over 10 years of writing songs, having to deal with people criticizing your work, and then coming together and trying to figure out how to perform it live. And you've got some great song that sounds great on the record, but it's just not really working out live. You know, you have to make these songs that stand up next to your hits.
Let me ask you about the title of the album. I Don't Know My Words. I mean, you get the sense of someone struggling with the creative process when you see a title like that. How much of a struggle was this?
It was a struggle. I mean, I actually got that phrase from my 2-year-old because she would always say, "I don't know my words," whenever she was trying to express herself. And it just kind of stuck. And I thought it was kind of a good title for an album that is pretty wordy. I do know what I'm talking about. Every song, I have an explanation of what it's about. And every song of mine has a theme. But it was also kind of this a little bit of a double entendre of I don't know my worth, you know, because of the way she pronounced it. And I was like, oh, you don't know your... And that kind of applies to someone who's been in a band and you're being judged by this group project, by the whole world, but I don't really know where do I stand as a solo artist.
Huh. Interesting. And the idea, the story of a 2-year-old saying, "I don't know my words," is kind of great. I mean, there's a certain wisdom there,
yeah.
A kind of intuitive wisdom of a 2-year-old. I don't know my words. I mean, that's a great way of expressing that you can't express what you're...
You can't express it. I don't know. She's like, I have all these feelings inside. I just don't know the words. And I relate to that so much. I think, like, you know, you have your vocabulary that you understand when you're reading. And then you're like, what is that word? Especially as you're getting older. I'm like, what can I do to improve my recall of good vocabulary?
Well, now let's talk a little bit about musical vocabulary. Because, yeah. You know... There's the kind of gamelani sound that the sort of Indonesian percussion sound that happens in Delirium Passes.
Gonna do it one day soon. Under dawn, surrendering moon.
Yeah, when you wrote about that, I was like, gamelan, yeah. I should try to get one of those for a tour. And then I looked it up online. It's like $8,000.
Right. Because it's many instruments. And also in Indonesia, gamelan instruments are tuned in pairs. They're played in pairs. And because they're metal, the tuning is never exactly right. So you get this kind, that's what gives it the shimmer.
Right.
And it just occurred to me that the mountain dulcimer and the 12-string guitar, both of the instruments you're playing, have that same kind of shimmery quality. Is that something that you look for?
When I was working on this album, I made this decision to kind of shy away from like synthesizers and samplers, these kind of instruments that were very prominent in Yay Sayer's work. And it was because there was something about the movement of air, playing a piano, playing a dulcimer, that when I added more synthetic elements to it, they really stuck out in a bad way. And yeah, I mean, there's just something with a string vibrating, you know? I mean, the dulcimer, I can't use a normal tuner to tune it because it's just kind of crappy. And I'd rather have it be, the open string be a little bit out of tune so that it can be in tune when I'm playing that really high part, you know? So I have to tune it all over and then it sounds fine. And even though this electronic tuning device is saying, whoa, this thing is way off, it works for my ears, you know?
Right, right. So the sound is right, even if the the frequency isn't.
The frequency is wrong, right? and that's the thing with the 12 string too. It's always playing two notes at the same time, and they can't be exactly an octave apart. So there's going to be a little bit of a naturalness to it.
Yeah. So one of the other things you mentioned in Get More Than My Share, that it started with, you know, your daughter plucking a single line on a bass over and over and giving you that kind of drone effect. In the song Half Brother, there's a similar kind of droning thing happening in that piece as well, which to my ear, without sounding like Indian raga, still, you know, sounds like it might have some of that in its DNA somewhere.
Yeah, that one, I had this song that I wanted to, like a little short song that I wanted to write about realizing that I had a half brother after, you know, 37 years. And it was one that I just kind of did it really quickly. I didn't think it was going to make it to the album. It was just this quick little song. And then it ended up being, and so I just had a lot of fun with it, just playing a lot of delayed out synthesizers and doing a lot of time shifting, like slowing down, like the equivalent of slowing down tape,
mm-hmm.
or recording guitars sped up and then slowing it down to give it this kind of swampy feeling. And then I just threw on some samples of Cicadas, which is my favorite song in the whole album. Just suddenly you hear the cicadas.
It's a very evocative sound. Presumably we won't hear it in this live performance, but
no, I should get it going more. But now the live performance, it has a kind of Koto drum vibe to it now. I mean, this is Ricky Petraglia.
Mm-hmm.
He just got on the drums. I think we practiced it once and it was like, whoa, perfect. There's no drums on the record, I don't think. You know, and he just grabbed the mallets and started hitting them and, you know, licking his thumb and rubbing it against the drums. Okay, great. We got it.
So how much, I mean, you know, the fact that you can just allude to Japanese Koto drumming, you know, it seems like you have kind of looked around the world for different sounds, even if you're not using those exact sounds, that somehow that's part of, that informs your arrangements, your production decisions, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've got all the Nonesuch CDs from the 1950s.
All of the Nonesuch Explorer series?
And I love this idea of this back and forth, you know, between like 70s hippie music and like Indian popular cinema. And like,
right.
And then how the technology affects that, you know.
All right. Let's hear this performance of Half Brother. It's from Anand Wilder's new record, I Don't Know My Words.
You're not sorry, I turned you upside down. my brother. It's not too late to begin to know all about my brother.
Called Half Brother, Anand Wilder and his band playing some songs from the new album called I Don't Know My Words. To how big an extent, Anand, was this a pandemic record?
Oh, God, 100%. I mean, aside from the fact that some of these songs I had sitting around and I spruced them up, they weren't all written during the pandemic, but I recorded all of these songs during the pandemic, I didn't use that was part of the limitation of not using anybody to play on it, was that it was kind of unsafe to bring people into my house, especially because my wife was going to the hospital all the time. So we were.
Is she a nurse?
She's a midwife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I remember the first time she came back from the hospital, we were like, what do we do now? Do we quarantine for 14 days? And it's like, nah, the nurse at the hospital said she just takes a shower and then moves on, you know?
Yeah.
Certain people just had to plow through.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, it sounds like you plowed through in a very different way from your wife, but,
She's very supportive of me, and she wants me to be passionate. That's the most important thing.
Right. Would you otherwise have been in a room with your daughter plucking a single string, a single note on the bass if it hadn't been for this situation?
Oh, yeah. We do it all the time. I asked my daughter, I'm like, do you want to practice your piano right now? Just because I play drums with her and it's just fun for me.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, yeah, they have pretty free reign to explore my studio, which you see behind me.
Nice.
It's one of the joys of parenting for me.
Well, the album's called I Don't Know My Words. It is out now. Anand Wilder, great to see you again. Congratulations on the new record.
Thanks so much. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Anand Wilder and his band will be heading out on tour starting April 27th. They'll be back here in New York on April 30th as part of that tour to play at National Sawdust in Brooklyn. Meanwhile, you can check out the videos of the live performances that they've done for us from the new album called I Don't Know My Words. You'll find those on the New Sounds YouTube channel or right here on the website at newsounds.org. My thanks to our usual soundcheck crew, technical director Irene Trudell, producer Karen Havlick, and video editor David McLean. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.